Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. We recently spoke with Jim Morin, longtime political cartoonist for the Miami Herald. He joined us from the studios of New Hampshire Public Radio in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We continue that conversation.
You've been drawing cartoons since you were a kid.
Yeah.
Were you one of those kids who grew up watching Saturday morning cartoons? You're watching cartoons all the
yeah.
time?
Oh, yeah.
Which what cartoons were you watching?
The classic stuff, Warner Brothers cartoons, Bugs Bunny, Roadrunner. I always loved Robert Clampett, who used to work for Warner Brothers, and then he broke away and created Beanie and Cecil. That was a wonderful cartoon. Rocky and Bullwinkle is funny even now when you see them. They're wonderful. The great scripts, the writing in it is extraordinarily good. And I like all the Hanna-Barbera stuff. So I used to watch all that stuff, and I started drawing them. And that's actually how I got started into cartooning. I started copying those things, and then I started creating my own characters.
And did you know at that point, at a very early age, well, this is what I want to do for a living, or is it just something you enjoy doing?
No, it's something I enjoy doing. I was too young to consider, doing it as for a living. I didn't think it. I just enjoyed doing it. Politics came into it later. I come from a political family. My mom and dad are conservative Republicans, as are my brothers, and I'm the lone liberal, and always asking them questions.
What do they feel about your work?
Oh, they disagree with it, but my parents were both very proud.
Is there ever a time when they've seen something you've drawn and really had a problem with it?
I'll tell you a story. My father was a lawyer in a very, very well-known Washington, D.C. law firm, Dickstein, Shapiro & Morin, it was called. And I drew a cartoon about John Tower. John Tower was a senator who had been nominated to be defense secretary. And I drew, there was a big controversy about his, something about defense contractors and giving him money. And I forget what the particulars were. But it was a controversy. It was that I couldn't ignore. And I drew John Tower in bed with a defense contractor prostitute, and I forget what the caption was. But the drawing was controversial enough. And my father called up and started screaming at me on the phone. And he's using choice language that he had never used with me ever before. So he was mad. And what I didn't know when I drew the cartoon was that John Tower had just joined his law firm and occupied the office that was right next to my father. And these cartoons were syndicated. And I can't remember whether that made the Washington Post. It may have, but there was always the possibility that it would, and that Senator Tower would see it, and he was quite upset. So occasionally, I do rub them the wrong way.
Probably a sign of success, though, if you know that you can.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's actually as an education to in how to deal with criticism I listen to people who disagree with me. I don't just cast them off and say, I don't want to hear you. I enjoy debate.
A lot of people obviously know you for being a political cartoonist, but you're a painter as well. Do you get to do more of it now? Are you doing more
of
it now?
Yes. Well, I'm going to. Yes, definitely. And it's, there are people that do bring politics and things into their paintings. I'm not going to do that. Someone told me recently, and it made me feel really good, that they'd known some of the work that I did And it was exhibited in Miami about a dozen times in various galleries. And the museum in Coral Springs hung some too. But there's something in the background of those paintings that bring about, you know, the level of dread. I guess that's the best word I can think of right now. That dread that goes through my cartoons, and I love drawing landscapes, and I love drawing or painting people, landscapes especially.
So you're not really retired. You're still just working. But I'm curious as to how retirement is treating you. How's life treating you now?
Oh, it's great. It's great. I'm going to continue on throughout the Trump administration. It's a historical time, and it's an interesting, fascinating time. And I really, you know, I don't know of anybody who's stopping this, even if they're going into retirement. I really want to see this administration through, and then after it, concentrate fully on painting.
And that was Jim Moore, and he has won the Pulitzer Prize more than once for his editorial cartoons for the Miami Herald. He joined us from a studio at New Hampshire Public Radio in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. One correction I had to make from yesterday said we were going to talk about public beehives today, but we're going to have to push that off for another day. We're going to talk to Danielle Bender about her idea to bring beehives to public spaces. I promise that conversation's coming soon. But tomorrow on Sundial, we're going to hear from Republican Congressman Carlos Scarbello. We'll talk about Puerto Rico, DACA, and taxes, and more. Plus, did you know the Marlins have new owners? I think we have to talk. And that's Sundial for Tuesday, October 3rd. Sundial is produced by Maeve McGorn and Polly Landis. Our engagement editor is Katie Lepre. Teresa Frontado is our digital director. Our news director is Terrence Shepard. Alicia Zuckerman is our editorial director. WLRN's program director is Peter Mertz. Our technical supervisor, the man pushing all the buttons for me, Jason Zapka. By the way, our theme music is by the Miami Afro-Cuban funk band Palo. Go to palo.com. And I also do have to mention the fact that we're not on iTunes yet, but we will be, I promise. You can go to WLRN.org later today to download the program. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sundial. We'll talk tomorrow.